Remarks of the President, Thompsonville, Connecticut, 16 October 1952.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I'm more than happy to see you again. When I was here in 1948, I was trying to get myself elected president. Now I'm back working for somebody else. I'm working for the whole Democratic ticket. And I hope you'll vote for all of them. You have a very, very fine slate of Democratic candidates here in Connecticut. For the Senate, you have Abe Ribicoff and Bill Benton. Two very able and decent persons. For Congress, you have Tom Dodd. He did a fine job at Nuremberg, prosecuting the Nazi war criminal, and a very good job back home in the Justice Department. I know he'll be a good prosecutor for your interests if you send him to Washington. You have a very, very fine gentleman running for Congressman at large, and Stanley Privison. Now on our national ticket, Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman are very fine men with great progressive records of public service. They both have shown that they care about the problems of the plain everyday people of this country. They're men you can trust all the way. I hope you've been listening to Governor Stevenson's speeches. I hope you'll go and hear him speak when he comes back to New England. He is talking sense to the American people, telling everybody where he stands on all the issues. Now, there's a little thing I want to mention to you, that just quietly and under the cover. I hope the Enfield Society for the Detection of Horse Thieves and Robbers is still in operation. I know the Society... I know that the Society was keeping up its headquarters in Enfield a few years ago, and I hope the Society is all set for some emergencies, just in case something happens next November that we don't expect. Because, now, I'm going to give you some quotations. Now, these are not my remarks at all. These are quotations. Because if the Republicans should win this election, the Society is going to have a lot of business to do after November the 4th. There's an awful bunch of horse thieves in the National Republican Party. And this is what they say themselves. At least that's what they said about each other in Chicago. And you wouldn't find me to be one that would deny it. At the Republican Convention last July, there were two groups that had a whale of a fight with one another. One side was the so-called liberal wing of the party with a lot of New Englanders in it. The other side was the so-called reactionary or Taft wing. Now, you remember, the so-called liberals spent their time calling the Taft men a bunch of rustlers. And the Taft men returned the compliment with interest, I'll say. The so-called liberals were successful, so Taft said, in stealing the big prize at Chicago. They took the nomination away from Taft and gave it to a very famous general. Then do you know what happened? The general kicked out the people who'd gotten him nominated, and he surrendered lock, stock, and barrel to the Taft crowd. Those rustlers they'd been all so mad about. He surrendered to Taft, he embraced Jenner, he brought McCarthy on the train, and now they're running his campaign for him. It's hard to say who won the Battle of Chicago. It's even harder to say who's a horse thief now. But one thing's very clear. A vote for the Republicans this year is a vote for Taft, for Taft's foreign policy, for Taft's labor policy, for Taft's domestic policies in general. He said so, and the general has backed him up. Now, that would be a terrible thing for this country, just as those liberal New England Republicans agreed that it would when they fought Taft in Chicago. It would be bad for the country and the peace of the world, and it would be very bad for you. But it doesn't have to happen. If you use your judgment, if you'll do a little thinking, If you look at the record, if you compare the men at the head of each ticket, you'll vote for yourself. You are the government. And you, if you vote for your own interests, if you vote for the welfare of this great nation of ours, which is the most powerful nation in the history of the world, if you'll vote for the welfare of this great nation and vote for the welfare of the free countries of the world, you'll vote the Democratic ticket on November the 4th, and the government will be safe another 4 years.